A is for alligator, antelope, and ape. And it makes the A sound in the middle of grape. It's the very first letter of the alphabet. So catch yourself the A, and a honey pot you'll get.
B is for the bat you hit home runs with. B is for the ball that's over the fence. B is for the burger you eat buns with. And the book that keeps you in suspense. Now the time has come to have some fun with the letter B, the one you have to catch. It's a little more than half an O. It's a G without its hook. It stands for cake and candy, for cow and cat and cook. It also stands for catch. So catch a C, go for it, and have another honey pot to show for it.
D is for drum that goes rum tum tum. D is for dumpster of trash. D is for donut that makes us say yum. D is for dive that goes splash. D is for double, D is for dare. So pitch in and help your friend Brother Bear. Go catch a D, it's a D double dare.
E is a vowel like I, A, O, U. It gives us a sound so profound. E gives us the E sound in me and she. More words than you ever could count. We don't know how many, but you can be sure it is a prodigious amount. So go catch an E, friends. E's are just dandy. They come in so terribly, terribly handy.
Catch yourself an F and you'll be doing fine. An F is just an E without a bottom line. It's the start of words like fight, fix, and fiddle. The end of chef and clef. And in words like effort, it's the sound in the middle. Give me a G, give me a G, give me a G, 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 G.
Golly, gargle, goosey.
Garden, giggle, garbage. I'll start with G. And there's lots and lots more. So catch a G. Go catch a G. Catch a G. And score.
Though H starts words we have good times with, like happy and heart and health and Halloween. It's the only letter nothing rhymes with. At least no word we've ever seen. H stands for hurry and hammer, hair and hot. It also stands for honey pot. Catch H.
This very important letter, in case you haven't heard, also happens to be a very important word. It's the singular personal pronoun.
As in me, myself, and I.
It gives us the I sound in high, pie, and sigh. It's very simple looking, a straight line with a dot.
On capitals, hold the dot.
And in the Berenstain Bears letter game, it's worth exactly one honey pot.
Catch I.
Catch a J, friends, look alive. It's time to do the jelly jam jive. The jelly jam jump and jive all day till we're out of words. Starting with J.
K is for kiss and for kangaroo. Kite, key, and kitten, and also ka-choo. So go catch a K. It's the thing to do. Catch K.
L is a special letter. It stands for love and laughter. So catch this special letter and live happily ever after. Catch L.
you can't miss Emma. What I mean, two mountains pointing up and a valley in between. So move out there with Brother Bear and pluck that M right out of the air. Catch M.
Calling all players, calling all players. Now catch N, now catch N. When last seen was the 14th letter in the alphabet. There is a reward, there is a reward. If you catch N, a honeypot is what you'll get. Catch N, calling all players, calling all players. Now catch N, catch N.
O is the perfect letter, round as a donut's hole, to catch. This perfect letter is your immediate goal. Catch O.
P is the next letter. It's the first and last letter in pop. You'll recognize it easy. It's a line with a loop, a line with a loop. It's a line with a loop at the top. Catch P. Q's an O with a tail. It's the first sound in quail. But there's something much odder about it. When a word has a Q, it's always followed by a U. It never appears without it. Catch Q.
Said the letter P to the letter R. R's the next letter to catch. We're a little alike, but with that extra leg, we're not exactly a match. Catch R. With its graceful curve, its double swerve, S is a lovely sight. Its only disadvantage is it's the hardest letter to write. Catch S. It stands for toy.
Uh-huh. And tall and tree.
Oh, yeah.
Catch a T. Catch a T.
Also for telephone and talk.
And TV.
That's true.
You can easily catch a T.
U stands for up. It's the middle of up. It stands for underwear, too. So ready now, steady now, go out and catch a U. Catch U.
There once was a letter named V, which gave us the V sound, you see. The V sound in very violin and volcano, and my friends, as also you may know, V stands for victory. Catch V.
We speak now of W, a letter of honor and fame. And though we hate to trouble you, we must tell you that W is the next letter to catch in our game. Catch W.
In higher math, X is the unknown. X-ray pictures show the bone. It's the start of the xylophone. In mysteries, X always marks the spot. Catch X and earn another honeypot. Catch X.
Y stands for yo-yo and Ypsilanti, a city in Michigan State.
So go catch a Y.
It's made of three lines,
two of them slanty, one of them straight. Catch Y. It took a while to get here, but we're finally here.
Yeehaw!
At the very last letter of the alphabet trip.
Hooray!
The zigzag Z.